This is Voice to Culture, a podcast for the modern day confused citizen. Hi, I'm Helen.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Michelle.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Carolyn.
So we graduated.
Ooh,
now,
yeah.
Now what do we do? So now that we graduated, let's start off with just talking about our experience in high school. And yeah, so was it worth it? I mean, I guess it kind of has to be, because without high school, like, we can't go to college and then, like, stupid degrees and we have to get a job and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I guess it has to be worth it. The outcome is a lot more, like, worth it than, like, if you're, like, in the middle of high school, I feel like it's kind of very, like, not tedious, but it's, like, every day is kind of the same and you're, like, okay, I have to go to my classes and play homework, and, like, it's just very, I don't know, to me it was very annoying. Like, I was like, I'm sick of, like, the school, and I'm sick of, like, everyone in it, and I want to get out into the real world. But now that it's, like, done, it's, like, very strange. Like, now I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what to do anymore, because now we're starting a new chapter and college is going to be, like, different, and, like, I don't know anyone that's going to my school, and it's just going to be really weird, because, like, you spent so much time with, like, the people in your high school. Like, you spent 4 years with these people, and it's become so routine that now, like, you're jumping into, it's like the, you know, you're throwing the baby into a pool to teach it how to swim. Like, you're really just, like, launching into a new, like, space, and, like, I don't know, it's gonna be very strange without high school.
Would you guys say that at some point you ever wished you had transferred, maybe to another high school, or if you did, or maybe even to, like community college? Because I know, like, in California, some people will finish high school early and then they'll take dual enrollment at a community college to get credits. So have you guys ever considered an alternative path?
I transferred to, like, the high school I graduated to my sophomore year, and, like, honestly, it was a good change, because I used to live in, like, that same suburban, like, predominantly white city for, like, my whole life. And so I think it was important to move to, like, the Bay Area, so I could, like, get more culture, more in touch with my like, culture, because I was, like, kind of, like, there wasn't a lot of Vietnamese people in, like, my area, and I often, like, felt very, like, alienated. I didn't feel like I was, like, a part of a group. And in terms of, like, high school in general, I think it was a good change, because I got to, like, start over again, and then like, be able to form, like, more social connections and, like, join new clubs. I feel like if I got the chance to go to community college, I would definitely go for it. I think we had a program like that at our school, and, like, I applied for it, but I got waitlisted, so but if you have the chance to take college credit, then it's really good, because you can get your GEs out of the way, and then, like, you could just focus on, like, the major that you want to go in, like, the more concentrated classes. Definitely, if you're in high school, like, definitely consider taking, like, community college classes, or, like, any class that you're, like, interested in on the side, and they could be count as, like, your electives.
Yeah, personally, I also agree with Amy. I also think it's, like, a better learning experience, like, much better than, like, AP exams. I know that counselors say that, like, I feel like they tend to, like, discourage you from taking, like, community college classes, like, dual enrollment. But, like, I feel like they're worth your time, because you could actually, like, yeah, as Amy said, you could take, like, classes that are, like, more related to your major and stuff. Yeah, it's just a better learning experience, because you can actually take, like, things that you actually like, rather than, like, with AP exams. I feel like many people just take them just because it's, like, it's AP, you know, College Board. Ooh, it's gonna be, like, good for college.
Yeah, I also want to tie that back into how I view my own, like, high school experience, because I felt like our high school in particular, because it is, like, a large public high school, there's just so many, like, opportunities that we missed out on because we weren't, you know, like, affiliated with a private organization or institution that can, like, help fund us. And so it often felt like it was maybe, like, 40, 50 students for every one teacher. It was really hard to, like, get the help that we needed, especially with, like, our counselors. I think we have, like, a ratio of, what, thousands of students to, like, just 4 to 5 counselors for one public high school. So to me, I feel like high school would have been a lot more worth it if we had more support from the staff and from the people who can actually encourage us to take these opportunities, such as doing dual enrollment and, like, not doing what everyone else is doing. So in that case, high school, I mean, it is what you make of it, but I will say, public school builds character.
Yeah, especially since in our case, like our class was like 600 kids, like, or just like over 500. And a lot of the time, especially when I needed like help with like a class where I felt like a teacher wasn't like best suited like with my learning style, it felt like I wasn't being cared for by like our counselors. Like I know they have a lot of students to like help, but it's more personal and it's easier to help when you have a like less of a workload. And I feel like we were often like overlooked. Like if we wanted to switch classes, you can't switch classes unless like it was like a mistake on your schedule. That's like the problem with public schools.
Would you guys say high school is like the moot?
No. I don't know. I feel like movies, because they're often directed by like people much older, are not like a good representation of what high school is. Like if you look at a lot of like high school movies, there's always cliques based off of a certain like trait, like, oh, the cheerleaders in one section, the football players in the other sections, the nerds. It's not like that at all, actually, at like, or at least for our high school, it's more organic. And like you find your friends in like classes and clubs, and it's not really based off of like your status per se in school.
Yeah, I feel like people are like more laid back. What's funny was because like, you know, like in most high school movies, they hype up like the football games and stuff. But like for our school, I heard they're like pretty boring. I mean, I don't know. I haven't
that been just might one, be our school.
But, like, yeah, I think it's just our school.
I remember when I was a freshman, and then an eighth grade who like just graduated, she walked up to me and she was like, do they really throw freshmen in the trash can? They really, and I was like, wait, I forgot what it was called when they like hunt
freshman Friday.
Yeah, Freshman Friday. And she asked me, like, was Freshman Friday real? No, it's not like that at all. When I was little, at least for me, I always wanted to like be older, but like I always like romanticized high school. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a big kid and high school is like so cool. And then I went to high school and then like it was really stressful. It wasn't cool at all.
Yeah, there were like a lot more tears and stuff. Oh my god, I'm pain. People were like, oh yeah, like in high school there's gonna be like a bunch of parties and stuff, and like I guess there is, but like it's just stress.
Yeah, like with the parties, like in the movies they always show like people having like ragers, like with alcohol and like drugs and like adult stuff. Like, in high school it's like, well, at least for our school, since we're like mostly academic focused, we're like it's like that one TikTok, girl, you have school tomorrow, get in the car.
So you got school tomorrow. I know that like obviously like our class specifically at our school is kind of known for parties, but unless you're a part of that group, like that's not the scene that you're going to be seeing every day. And also like high school movies are so like sex, like everyone is like having sex like in secret classrooms, and there's always like drama and it's always like crazy, and like it's not that crazy. You're more like stressed out about like your tests and stuff. Obviously there is fun, but it's not as like, there's always like the cute boy who sits next to you and like gives you a pencil, or like there's weird like teacher stuff. Like it's not as, like people in high school are gross.
Yeah, honestly high school is what you make of it, so it can be partying and all that stuff that you see in movies if you choose to be a part of that group. But just know that like everyone, it's not so dichotomous as you think. Like there's not only, you know, the athletes, there's not only the nerds. Like some people can be both, and it's more often that you find the right people who are a part of like all these different communities. The people who talk about high school being the best 4 years of life, they probably peaked.
Do you guys have any like any big regrets about high school?
Not doing enough in freshman year. I started off the year like joining like a bunch of clubs, and then I dropped like a lot of them. But like in the beginning of the year, I only joined the clubs that were like related to like the major I was interested in. I feel like I should have like done more. I should have like applied to like club outside my comfort zone and like just try out new things. Maybe I would have found a new interest and like take up like a new hobby or something. I feel like I could have done more, because I was just like so focused on my major and getting into like the college I want, and like I should have just took it easy and try new stuff.
Yeah, same. I should have like chose classes that I actually liked too. There was many that were like more towards like my academics and stuff. I regret not taking like art because like I actually like drawing and stuff, right? But like I didn't take it because I was like, oh, that's stupid. Like, why would you need a class for that and stuff? And like now I regret it so much because I actually really like doing it, you know? I won't ever have like that experience of like taking an art class because I decided against it because I was like, oh, it's not going to fit my schedule and stuff. So like, yeah, I feel like you should take like a few classes that you actually like and enjoy doing, because you will regret it.
I feel like for me, my regret was just not having a system, because I felt like I procrastinated a lot, and that caused a lot of unnecessary stress, especially like in my later years. I feel like it was really stressful. And another regret I would have was in terms of social life. I feel like I didn't like branch out, and I wasn't very like, I could have been like a little bit more like outgoing and like assertive, and like I could have like hung out with my friends more if like or like made new friends if like I just like went to more events, or like I managed my time better, and then I didn't have to like stay up all night to like study. Yeah,
I'm like the same way. I really wish I applied myself more, because I like, I don't know, I'm very like, I guess I'm like lazy, because like I like have a lot of potential, I feel like, and I could do a lot more than what I've done. Because like freshman and sophomore year I had like straight A's, and then I like really let myself go and just like start, I don't know, I just felt like I was just trying to like figure out like what I wanted to do in life, and like, but then I just like stopped trying in classes, and I was like, this class is boring, I don't want to do it. And the thing is like, they're very like easy assignments too, like, okay, except for like math. Okay, math analysis was a mistake, I don't know what the heck. But okay, yeah, like I had straight A's and I was like doing really well, but then I don't know, I just kind of like stopped trying, because I guess I was like, oh well, like this class is boring, like I'm not learning anything, I'm not like growing from this class, I don't know, I just like gave up. And I wish like I hadn't done that, because like, you know, maybe like my GPA would have been better, maybe I could have gotten to like more schools that I actually want to get into. But at the same time, like I do feel like I did learn about like, well, like now I know, I'm like, now I know I've grown, and I'm like, okay, you can't do that anymore, you can't procrastinate anymore, like I need to actually, especially for college, like I cannot procrastinate, I cannot do this anymore, I need to manage my time better. And yeah, I don't know, I guess I just like regret like not trying as much, because I could have done like my essays, I could have done like this and this, but I decided not to, and then instead I decided to like, I don't know, play video games, I guess. And then that kind of like led to my downfall. But then whatever, we learn and we grow, I guess.
Period. We learn and we grow. I want to say that for my regrets, they're more about the social scene, just because like for academics, I feel like I had to go through my struggles and like my setbacks in order to become the person I am today and have the mindset I am today. So for me, I want to say my biggest regret in like one sentence would probably be settling or chasing for the wrong things. And so what I mean by that is, when you come into high school, the friend group you start high school with is not going to be the same that you leave with. And at first when I heard this, I was like, yeah, right, like, you know, we're for lifers, I don't know. But obviously, like, no one is going to stay in your life forever, nothing is going to be the same, and you don't want to be the same. When you know, do you want to be the same person you were in middle school? Probably not. You were probably cringy. Honestly, I was cringy. So for me to like settle and fall back on things that I knew were comfortable, like joining the clubs that my friends were already in or doing the activities that other people were already doing, that to me was my biggest regret, because I knew deep down that like it wasn't something I wanted to do, but it was just something I felt like I had to do, otherwise like I wasn't, you know, on track in life. And then it wasn't until I want to say like junior to senior year, when we went into lockdown, that I could finally take a step back and see like, is this the kind of person I want to be, and is this like, you know, what I want to pursue? And so when I realized like, no, like I don't want to do this, I want to do this, like voice of culture, like all these other things, I found a lot more meaningful. That was when I felt like my high school journey really started to kick off. It's because like I kept living my freshman and sophomore year, albeit I had like better grades, I felt like I was living them as if I was still scared about like what high school is going to be like. And then now that we're graduating, I feel like it's just been by, it's like a blink of an eye, and then we're all saying goodbyes now.
On to the next question. Did you accomplish everything you hoped to do when you were a freshman? Kind of talked about it a bit, but do you guys have more to add on to that?
I remember for me, I had the expectations that I was going to have a social life. I was going to be that girl. I was going to be that girl, like, get straight A's, and then, like, be in so many extracurriculars. So basically be like Kelly. Basically be like,
no, she's capping right now.
So basically be like that girl that you see, you know, like the girl that's like basically like has her life together. Okay, that was an unrealistic expectation for sure, because high school really hit me with everything, especially like high school, but then just like life in general, especially with like lockdown. It's unrealistic to like expect yourself to be perfect all the time. But like for me, I came in high school expecting myself to get straight A's and being like a perfect student, and then I came out just wanting to try my best and like realizing that I don't need to be number one, or I don't need to let like a letter define like how smart I am or who I am as a person.
Yeah, I feel like for me, like freshman year, like I actually did, I picked freshman year. No, I didn't pick freshman year. Please don't pick freshman year. Oh my god. But no, I don't know. I feel like I did a lot freshman year. Like I was in a lot of clubs, and I like volunteered a lot and stuff. And then like in sophomore year, I like cut half my clubs. And then junior and senior year, obviously, like I didn't join like any clubs. So I kind of feel like freshman year was like a really good year for me, like both like academic and social wise, because I feel like I could balance it really well. Because I think like freshman year, like the workload is not heavy at all. Like once you like junior year and senior year, there's a lot more like that you have to focus more on your academics. But freshman year, like it was for me, like it was like really easy. And so I could focus on like my social life, and I could focus on like clubs and stuff. And I was like doing really well, like balancing everything. Yeah, like my balance was really good. Like the social didn't outweigh the academic, and vice versa. Freshman year, I feel like you learn a lot freshman year. It's kind of, it is your first year in high school. And like, I don't really know what expectations I had for high school, but I feel like I wasn't really disappointed or anything, because like I did get like, I found a lot of like friends and stuff. So it was like, see, so maybe I did peak freshman year. Now it's all gone.
Okay, not gonna lie, as a freshman, I did sort of want to peak. You know, I was like, I want to be like a new person, you know, I want to have like a lot of friends, I want to have good grades, you know, sort of like what Kelly and Amy said. But like, you know, yeah, it didn't really happen either. I mean, I still think I gained like some experience that like I wouldn't have had if I didn't go to high school. Like I sort of learned to like stop caring about like what others like think of me. You know, like before when I was like entering as a freshman, I was like really subconscious of my name, because my name wasn't actually like Michelle. Like my real name is actually like Xiao, you know, and like I was like made fun of. I hated my name because people were like making fun of it and stuff. But like now I stopped caring about like what they thought, you know, like who cares, you know? It's like my name, I should be proud of it, you know. Like I sort of got like a bit more like self-confidence in me. So like there were some things I sort of accomplished as like that, like I sort of wanted as a freshman, you know, like I had like more confidence and stuff. But like, yeah, there are also some things that like before, as I said, like that I regret.
Speaking of our expectations as freshmen, like now that we've gone through and like graduated, if you could go back in time and redo your whole experience again, what would you do differently?
Stop procrastinating. Oh my god, do not hold things back till like 10 p.m. or like 12 p.m. okay? You are going to regret it. You are going to ruin your entire sleep schedule, because that's what happened to me. Okay, I used to sleep at like 12 p.m. now I sleep at like 4 a.m. so yeah, don't do that. Don't procrastinate.
Yeah, I don't know if like I would do it again, because stress. I don't want to do it again. But if I could do it again, like, yeah, I wouldn't procrastinate. Procrastinate is so dumb. I don't understand why I do it. It's like the dumbest thing possible. Like, I literally don't sleep. Everyone knows how bad my sleep schedule is. It's horrible. I can't even fix it now. Like, even now it's summer, like, I still sleep at like 4 a.m. and I'm like, please, like, stop. So, yeah, like, procrastinate. I don't know why we procrastinate. I mean, I do know why we procrastinate, but like, I don't care. It still doesn't make sense to me. Like, the scientific reasoning, psychology, I don't know. It's just, it's dumb. Yeah, so I just wish I didn't procrastinate as much and, like, could have did more dual enrollment than, like, APs. I didn't even take that many APs anyway, so I wish I could have done more dual enrollment, and, like, that could have, like, helped me a lot. First of all, like, this whole, like, transition to college, like, it would have probably would have made me more comfortable and also boost my GPA because I really need that. Then, like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like dual enrollment is just, like, a really good option, like, during high school, so I wish I could have done that more.
I don't know if we talked about this in our other episodes, but procrastination comes this idea of perfectionism, feeling like you don't want to fail, so then you put it off because then you can't fail because you haven't tried, right? And so for me, like, I don't think I procrastinated a lot in my freshman and sophomore year. Like, I would come home and do my homework. But what I would do instead is I would take, like, 5 hours to do one assignment, and then I call my day productive because, I mean, I finished, right? Like, I'm getting its grades. But because of that, on top of, like, adding APs and stuff in my junior, senior, it just got, like, increasingly more difficult because I'm like, how can I finish all of this in this amount of time? A lot of it has to do with understanding how to do the same amount of work and, like, a shorter time frame and just, like, being smarter about how you study. And so if I could do high school again, not that I would, because that was kind of a mess and a half, but if I could, I think I would have started off joining more activities and clubs in the first place, because when you have other commitments, like, I have, you know, practice from this time to this time, or I have a club meeting from this time to this time, you become more efficient at managing your time because you can't miss those obligations. You have other people counting on you, versus when you have no other obligations or, like, other activities you want to do, you can just basically waste your entire day studying and doing your homework when you're really just going on your phone.
Actually, me and my sister, like, ask this question all the time, like, wow, like, if I could go back in time with, like, the mindset of, like, with, like, the knowledge and, like, experience that I have now, I would, like, be a baddie. But the reason why that, like, we're so amazing and, like, we're, like, we experienced all this growth is because we went through so much stress and, like, we went through high school already and we already, like, learned, like, what we did wrong and what we could do better. If you, like, think college is, like, the choice for you, it is important to, like, take, like, the courses necessary and, like, dual enrollment or, like, take APs as you see necessary. But I feel like you're still a kid when you're in high school. So it's just important to just, like, enjoy the moment and just, like, not worry. Still have so much time. Like, don't overload yourself with too much work, because, like, I think one of the main reasons why I procrastinated so much was, like, I overloaded myself with work and, like, I wanted to be a perfect student. But, like Kelly said, like, since I wanted to, like, be perfect, I, like, would put it off. But that was really bad because I had a high workload and not enough time to finish it. So I would say just do what you enjoy, like, take the classes that you enjoy. I think Michelle mentioned, like, she wished that she took classes that she enjoyed. And I agree, like, don't take classes to prove, like, your worth, because it's not worth it. Like, if you don't like the subject material and you're just doing it to prove, like, how smart you are, it's not going to be worth it, because you're going to be in that class and you're going to have material you have to learn. It's not worth it if you're losing sleep just for, like, a single, like, letter on a piece of paper. It's more worth it if you take a class that is a regular level or, like, less challenging and, like, you hate it, because if you hate something, you're not going to want to do something. You're not going to want to, like, learn more about it, and you're going to avoid it like I did. That's another way I procrastinated. It's just, I just hate this class so much, I don't want to do it. In high school, you can't really control what teacher you have. Like, that's one of the things I don't like about high school, is that you can't control what teacher you get and you can't, like, switch out easily. So be realistic with yourself and your workload. Yeah.
Do you guys have any, like, other tips to share to freshmen? Because I feel like, okay, so, like, for me, I mean, we, like, talk a lot about it, but yeah, like Caroline mentioned earlier, the whole, like, click thing. Yeah, high school is not as intimidating as, like, it may seem. I know, like, you see high schoolers as, like, these, like, cool older people, but, like, we're all just confused people that are, like, trying to figure out, like, what we want to do in the future. We're struggling also, and we're, like, juggling a lot of things, and yes, we are all dead inside. It's not as intimidating as it may seem. Yeah, like, what, like, Amy was talking about, the whole, like, don't take a class to, like, prove your worth. I feel like I kind of did that. So for high school, you can take summer classes, like, at a community college to skip ahead, like, especially for math. And so I wanted to like skip a math level because the math classes that I had took my freshman and sophomore year, I like aced and that was super easy for me. And I felt like I wasn't learning anything. And I was like, oh, I could totally do higher math level, whatever. Like, this is so easy to me. And so I decided to take summer math class at a community college. And so that I could skip to another level, like a higher level. Again, everything was super easy for me. And also in junior year, like I'm in math analysis and I'm looking at the material and I'm like, I don't know a single thing. So what ends up happening is I fail the dang class and then I have to take it again over the summer again, because I'm like, oh, math was so easy for me. I'm just going to take, but like, the thing is, you're like, oh, this is easy. Well, maybe that's like the perfect place for you. Like maybe you are at the level that you're supposed to be at and that's why you're so comfortable, versus being like, no, I can do better than this. All these people are dumb. I was literally like, these people are so dumb in my class. Because like everyone, I was like acing, I had an A in the class and then everyone else had like bad grades. And I was like, this is not for me. And then what happened? Well, the same thing happened to me. I failed the class. So maybe think about like, why do you have a good grade in that class? Maybe because it is like where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, I agree. Don't overestimate yourself, because I did the same thing as Helen. I thought math was like, you know what? I'm doing pretty decently. I think I'll be able to like handle a whole nother level of math, you know? So I went to community college with her and took the class, passed with an A. So I was like, you know what? Math analysis is going to be so easy. I'm going to pass with an A as well. I'm going to get to calc and stuff. It's going to be a good life. And no, I didn't. I barely passed. I had a C minus. I had a 70. Bro, I was on the edge of a D. Oh my God. So I decided to take MRWC during my senior year. It was like much more comfortable, you know? So yeah, just don't overestimate yourself. Just take what you can handle. Don't take too much, because if you like overload, it's not going to help you either. It's just going to make things even worse for you.
I also just want to say that it's perfectly fine to also want to challenge yourself, because Helen and Michelle, like, they came in because they wanted, you know, to improve their, you know, math capabilities. They wanted, you know, to better themselves, and that's totally fine. But like, not every, you know, challenge is right for you, and it may not always be the best way to challenge yourself. So if you feel like maybe taking a harder class isn't something that you can handle with the rest of your course load, the one thing I would recommend to any like underclassmen in general is to talk to your upperclassmen, because I didn't really do that until I was like a junior or senior. And I reached out to like upperclassmen who had already graduated. And I was like, wow, like, you're so cool. How come we didn't talk in high school? It's because I never reached out. It's because, you know, you have to put yourself out there. And when you talk to upperclassmen who have not already taken that class before and like can actually give you advice that's relevant and like can help you, you also gain better insights as to, you know, the kind of high school journey that you want to have. So yes, it's okay to challenge yourself, because I did that with math too. And I like barely passed, but let me tell you, I say I don't regret taking calculus because I get the credit now. And it actually makes me think like, oh, wow, actually calculus isn't that bad, because the AP stats exam was, oh my God, we don't talk about it. I feel all about it. And, you know, sometimes you fail, but sometimes you, you know, come around and you make the most of it. So always make the most of it. And talk to people. Don't be shy.
One thing I also want to say is like, don't compare yourself to other people. Your rate of growth is different than other people's rate of growth. It's like comparing a level 5 to a level 90, okay? You have different things to work on than like other people. You have different strengths and you have different weaknesses. Like, let's say someone who's really good at math and like, they're not doing so well on like their English essay, like that they shouldn't beat themselves up for not like being perfect. They don't have to pick at themselves for not being perfect, because like that's unrealistic. Like every single day people make mistakes. Like today I made a mistake, I woke up too late. Like it's okay. it's okay. Like you need to cut yourself some slack. Like if you don't like, just like understand that life gets in the way and like not everything goes the way that you expect it, but it's important to just enjoy yourself in the moment. Yeah, and just enjoy yourself in the moment, and like be realistic with yourself and just like cut yourself some slack.
People don't actually like perfect, you know, flawless people, right? Because if you think of someone who's perfect, you're probably wondering like, how do they do it? And you may even feel like a twinge of like jealousy, or just they're not even human. When you compare yourself to other people, you're looking horizontally versus looking vertically. Sure, they may be better than you at like certain aspects, but like you have to change your mindset and see like, how can meeting this person like benefit me? Maybe them being better than you at something can help you motivate you to like improve your own capabilities, or you can learn from them for like, you know, this aspect. When you compare yourself to like the people who are quote unquote better than you. It's just so much more added insecurities that you develop, especially like when you're going through puberty and stuff. It's just not a good time. And you'd probably be surprised how many of those people compare themselves to you as well.
What I would have to say is, in terms of like your social life, don't be too stressed out about staying with like a certain someone, like staying with a certain clique for like all 4 years. It's, if you guys rift, it's sad, but it's okay, you know, like you don't feel pressured to be with them for like 4 years just because like you've known them before and like you feel the need to stay with them. Like, it's completely fine to like branch out and talk to new people, be close to new people, because you're gonna change. You're not obviously not gonna be the same person as a freshman and a senior. It'll be sad when you drift from your old friends, but trust me, there's going to be people out there that you'll meet and then you'll get close and then you'll have a new group. And yeah, don't be pressured to be with the same people for 4 years.
To like continue off of like what Carolyn said, don't be afraid. Like, if you're in like a toxic dynamic, don't be afraid to like move on. If there are toxic people in like your friend group, people who are like homophobic or say like the N-word or like are really draining, you don't have that much time in the world. Say you have like extracurriculars and like homework. It's just like tiring to be around someone who's just so draining all the time. High school is like so short. It goes by so quickly. Like at the same time, like even though it feels like forever, it also like goes by so quickly. When you look back on high school and like you realize that you spent the entire duration with someone who was like so toxic, I feel like I would definitely regret that personally. I feel like what makes high school worthwhile is definitely like having friends and like great memories rather than negative memories. Like, if you don't like, just like no regrets. Like, I think it's important to tell people like they're wrong and hold them accountable. If they don't understand, or like if they don't want to change, or like you just don't think that you and someone are like compatible, then it's okay to drift. It's okay to not be friends anymore. It's important to be happy. Just like enjoy your experience.
Yeah, and it's extra hard to like be aware of like a toxic relationship, especially like I feel like with friendships. Because it's hard, it's like, oh, well, I've known this person for so long, and like, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, like, people grow apart, and yeah, like Carolyn said, like, it is okay. Going back to, like, the taking risks thing, like, yes, I, like, gave you the nightmare of taking math and, like, failing. So, yeah, don't be afraid to take risks. Also, talk to your teachers. So, like, for me, like, I also took Spanish 3, and I was, like, really not sure whether I was going to take it or not, because like, I really like Spanish, and I like the class, and I love the language, but I did have not like a great experience in Spanish 2 because like my teachers weren't great and I didn't learn that much, but like going to Spanish 3 and then I got like a really hard teacher and I was like, oh no, I'm screwed. But then I like talked to her and like, if you really just apply yourself and if you really want to go for something, like just go for it and like just talk to people, like talk to your teacher so you can like maybe work something out. With Spanish, like I ended up with a B+ anyway. So see, take your risk.
So that is actually a good segue into our next question, which is, what would you say is your favorite part about high school in your experience? So maybe that's some extracurriculars, your social life, your academics, etc. Anything that you feel like your high school journey would not have been complete without?
Boys to culture. No, but for real though, doing voice to culture, like this whole podcast and everything, was just a really great experience. Honestly, my senior year, I'm pretty sure it's like this for a lot of people too, but it was uneventful just because we were all in quarantine and like there was no senior events for most of the year. And like, I would basically be at home 24/7. So I didn't really have much to do other than like just school, and everything just felt draining. But like with the podcast, honestly, I would always look forward to like recording with you guys and or like just having like meetings, because I don't know, it's just something like new and I actually care about what I was doing for Voice of Culture, and it was just fun. I got to spend time with you guys and actually got closer to you guys. I would say that was memorable, and I made like friends in a few of my classes that I still keep in contact with. And I think we got closer through quarantine as well, which is like pretty surprising because we don't really meet up in person. So then, yeah, that was fun.
high school is a good chance to explore like your hobbies. And like, I know we talked about joining more extracurriculars. It's really important to like branch out. I feel like I didn't get the time to do like stuff that I like that much. Like I didn't get to knit or crochet as much as I used to when I had more time in like middle school or like freshman year. The favorite part is definitely like just doing stuff that I like and just having fun in high school. I remember like I would have fun, you know, like talking to my friends, playing games with my friends. Yeah. And just being able to like interact and laugh, like that one quote, live, laugh, love. When you look back as an adult, you'll remember like the good times. But if you surround yourself with like bad energy, that's what you're going to remember when you're older. When you have only like bad memories, you're just going to be like regretful. And I think it's important to just live in the moment. Yeah, it's important to live in the moment and just have fun. We talk about like going to join more extracurriculars, but honestly for me, I wasn't really an extracurricular person because I felt like I wasn't enjoying like the one that I was in. And I think it's important, like when you join extracurriculars, to do the ones that you really like and you like genuinely look forward to. Because I remember for me, I would finish my classes for the day and I'd be like, oh, I can't even go home yet. I have to go to this club. That's just like, so it's not worth it if you don't want to go. It like, all it's going to be is going to be maybe like one line on your resume if you like try hard enough, or one small thing that you could like put on your college application, but it's not worth it in the grand scheme of things. So I think just like do what you enjoy.
I don't know. I think it's just like my friends and like the people I surrounded myself with, because I feel like I didn't deal with any like crazy drama or like weird stuff during high school. And I think everything that I suffered through, how I got through it, it was because of my friends. And like, it would have been like so different like, if I didn't have friends, if I didn't have people who like supported me. It's really comforting, like as a student, being like, did you start this assignment yet? Oh no, you didn't. Cool, me neither. It's good to have like people around you to support you and help you with like stuff that you need. And yeah, obviously Voice of Culture, like I wouldn't be close to you guys without Voice of Culture, and like that's been really special. You guys are great people, and there's a lot of other things. So like choir, I say I hate choir, right? But then at the same time, I do actually really like it, and like seeing the end of it was just really strange because I've been in choir for so long, and like the end of it, this is weird, like I'm not gonna have this again. And yeah, I like actually really like my extracurriculars. I think it did push me to be better. I think like Kelly mentioned earlier, the whole people depending on you thing, I think that actually helped like push me more, because freshman and sophomore year, like I had clubs to go into after school, and like I would stay to school until like 5:30, and I would get home and eat dinner, and then I still had homework to do. But then I think that actually kind of helped me, because like that's so much time, like I had like a whole like afternoon, so I could only do homework at night. But the thing is, I remember actually finishing that stuff, but like in junior and sophomore year, when I didn't join any clubs really, I would just sit. Again, like Kelly said, I would just sit at home and like on my phone, and I would do like one homework assignment would take like 5 hours, and it'd be like the simple 10 questions. It's really just like the people that you surround yourself that make, or I guess it's like the make or break things, makes or breaks your high school experience. If you surround yourself with people that you secretly hate, you're just like friends with them for your status or whatever, then like those aren't your real friends. If you surround yourself with people that you actually truly like and like you lift each other up, your high school experience is gonna be like so much better.
Yeah, honestly, high school teaches you how to like filter out the people that you're friends with and people you're just casually acquainted with. Because when you're older and when you're graduating now, like even for us, whatever we say, like, oh, let's hang out, it takes us like forever to just like organize all of our schedules together and make sure they're aligned, because now we're just so much busier. We have so much more responsibilities. It's just so much more different than when you first enter high school and it's like, oh, you want to hang out? Yeah, sure. Because you basically have the same schedules. You're together all the time, and it's so easy to fall in that trap of like feeling comfortable and just feeling like you don't have to challenge yourself because everything is going to stay the same. I think for me, the most invaluable high school experiences I had was when I put myself out there and I tried things that I never thought, you know, I would like. So like for me, that was lying. For me, like trying new things and just like putting myself out there helped me to really see not just like what I can do and like motivate me to work out more now. Also getting to meet so many new people along the way and hearing their experiences. And yeah, like what everyone says, like Voice of Culture, for me it's just like a way that we can listen to other people's experiences and stories and show them how their stories help educate and, you know, diversify what it means to be a modern day Canadian citizen. To sum up, my favorite high school experiences had to be with the people I cared about and I made an effort to see, not just people that were Canadian.
So I know that we mentioned like a few times before, but we know that the pandemic around like last year, it definitely affected our senior year. So do you guys have any positive or like negative experience that you guys want to like share?
We were robbed. Literally like, almost like half our high school experience was robbed because it affected like our junior year too. Not like half, but like almost half of our junior year too. A year and a half of our high school experience was like gone due to the pandemic. Some positives, I don't know, I guess like Voice of Culture, because like we started Voice of Culture in the pandemic and like I'm not even sure if we would have the time if we weren't in a pandemic, like if we would have the time to like do this. And like maybe we could have, like maybe we could have made it work, but you know, I think like this is one thing. There definitely have a lot of negatives. Like I think it was like really hard. I mean, we talked about this a lot on previous episodes and stuff, but it was really hard because like I couldn't hang out with people and I couldn't like do stuff. And like career parts of school are like the people that you're friends with like in class, because those people, like you're not going to hang out with them outside of class because it's like your friendship level isn't on that level. You're not like that close to them, but it's also like really fun to have them in class. This year we're in like breakout rooms and like breakout rooms suck. We talked about this. You can't just like be like, hey, what's up? Like, of course you can. Like I think I have made conversations with people in breakout rooms and stuff, like normal conversations, not like, oh, what are we supposed to do? Like we have had normal conversations too. But it's just like not the same. I wish that we obviously could have been in person. Like I'm glad that so our school, like we did have some senior events eventually at the end. So like that was really fun. But I just wish that that was our normal year, obviously. I don't know. I guess the pandemic also kind of like revealed a lot about people though. Like, there are like some anti-maskers and there's also some racist people and like homophobic people that, like I already had a feeling about, but it really like exposed them, I feel like, over the pandemic. And so that was cool. I was like, I'm going to avoid you from now. It also like really negatively affected my academics for me personally, because I just felt like, what is the point of everything? We're just sitting at home all day. I have like zero motivation to do anything. All my grades start slipping and stuff. And also, like, I could have done a lot better on, like, college essays and stuff. There was a lot I could have done better. But, again, we learn and we grow.
Yeah, I think I was, like, less prepared on my college applications than if I were to take them, like, a year ago or something. Because I feel like, though the counselors did try to help, it wasn't, like, one-on-one. It was just, like, we were just forced into a meeting. And they would just tell us stuff that we were supposed to know, like, beforehand, you know? But I relearned about it anyway, so it's too late. But it does suck because, like, I've also lost a few friends from the pandemic. Like, we have been growing, like, distant. I felt less incentive to, like, text my friends and stuff because I felt like, oh, my God, that was like, so much work. But, yeah. Overall, yeah, like, there are some things I'm thankful about the pandemic, you know. Classes were a bit easier because I felt like no one knew what was really going on and stuff. So, like, everyone was trying to handle it. So, like, including the teachers. I know, like, I've also lost a few friends, but I've also gained a few friends, like, a few new friends from this, and, like, I've also grown closer with other people as well. So, I guess it's, like, change.
And so, now that we've graduated already, is there, like, anything you guys are looking forward to? Like, it can be anything, like, summer plans, career goals, personal endeavors.
I'm looking forward to sleeping during the summertime. Maybe it was just, like, our high school, but I just felt like it was really stressful. No, actually, I think high school in general is really stressful. Like, I just lost sleep. Also, what's underhyped is doing, like, hot girl summer. Now that high school is over, it's hot girl summer time. Like, make the most out of your summer. Summer is, like, the best season, and don't even at me about that, because it's, like, the season where you could have so much opportunity, and you just have your own freedom to do, like, what you want. You could, like, pick up a job, you could do your hobbies, you could sleep more, and I'm really looking forward to that. But that's, like, a short-term goal. I think in, like, the future, my post-high school plans are to go to a four-year college and, like, pursue a major in forensic biology, and that's really exciting, but it's also probably going to be really stressful. So yeah, I think from high school to college is like the perfect opportunity to just enjoy yourself, and then just basically, like, my whole mantra this whole episode is to just like live in the moment and just hot girl summer, like work on myself, be amazing as I am, as I should.
We're having a war in the comments on what the best season actually is. So the correct answer is winter because you have Christmas.
No.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the tweet. That's it.
Winter, you run free to death. Anyways.
I want to do a lot this summer. I want to binge all the shows I've been putting off, like K-dramas and Netflix shows, and just read too. I haven't read for fun in so long. I think the last time I read for fun and not for school was freshman year. It's bad. So I want to catch up on reading and just let loose, because I feel for the past three summers I've been also doing stuff for school. I would have vacation too, but in the back of my head there's stuff I would remind myself oh, I gotta do this for school, I gotta volunteer, or I gotta do this, I gotta do that, or I'm thinking about next year, or the next year's gonna be this time, since we already graduated, there's nothing to do now, and there's actual free time. I'm just doing everything for myself. It's not just for school or anything. So I'm excited. I'm ready to go on a Barbie movie marathon.
Same. All the past three summers I've had were all school related. It was not right? It wasn't summer classes. It was volunteering and stuff. Mm-hmm. And this time, oh my god, I just want to take back and just have fun, chill, maybe have a road trip or something, binge watch.
Yeah, I'm so excited for summer. Obviously, there's a lot of college stuff that's looming in the background, but I'm I don't have to worry about that for at least another month, okay? So it's fine. Everyone has talked about, it's final break. I'm very excited for this summer. I just want to hang out. I've been hanging out with a lot of my friends pretty much every week since summer has started. It's been super fun, and obviously we're all vaccinated and stuff. Vax girl summer. I'm so happy that we're all vaccinated and so we can hang out and stuff, because especially last year, I know the past three summers school, but also especially last year's summer, because last year we were in quarantine, so we literally couldn't do a single thing. I think I just blacked it out because we were just at home indoors, hot. I don't know.
There was literally nothing anything. To do.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Everything was closed.
Yeah.
Literally couldn't go anywhere. Even though you had free time, there was literally nothing to do.
Nothing because, to
everything
do.
Was closed.
Yeah, it was so bad. So yeah, I'm really excited for this year's summer. I guess we can't travel that much, but I still want to go on road trips or something with my friends. And especially because we graduated, so we have a little bit more independence now from our parents and stuff. And especially going to college, we have more independence. So I feel I can hang out more with my friends and travel with them more and just do more stuff. And I'm very excited. But yes, there also is college looming over, and I'm I'm also kind of scared, but it's okay. I'm excited, I guess.
Okay, but I sort of want to get a new piercing before college, or maybe dye my hair or something, or just do cool. something.
Oh yeah, I want to dye my hair.
Oh my god.
Guys, I want to dye my hair. Pick a color for me. I don't know what color.
Red.
I want red so bad, but it doesn't come out.
Wait, are
hair.
You planning to dye everything?
No, I want to do
maybe, just highlights or something.
Yeah, I want to do under, the under thing, peekaboo. Where you dye the underside of your hair.
Oh my god! Mm-hmm. If you do red, you'd be Louboutin. Kristen, you're Louboutin.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Okay, no.
But yeah. Also, maybe a piercing. Maybe a nose yes. piercing or
a
something.
A tattoo.
Or, on your... Oh, or Let's a go. Tattoo. Oh my yes. god.
Wow, she a baddie.
Yeah. Ooh.
Bro, I kind of want to have, another piercing, on my ear. But,
Do it.
Yeah, let's go get cartilage. I'm gonna cartilage.
Cartilage? Oh, those, I heard those hurt.
Yeah, I heard those hurt. I was thinking one on my lobe next to me.
Yeah, I want a double.
Oh, the other one,
a double?
Like,
yeah.
I think that's cool.
But, yeah, those are cute.
I guess for me, okay, if you're listening to this, by the time it comes out, that probably means I'm already there, but I am planning on studying abroad this summer in South Korea. I don't want to disclose too much, just for privacy reasons. The plan is to be staying with a host family and taking classes at a local university and getting to learn a lot more about a foreign culture and also, I guess, understanding my own. So yeah, that is the plan. If that doesn't happen, I'm also looking forward to just spending time with my friends and just preparing for, the real world, as they call it.
Yo, if you meet cute people, send them my way.
Yes.
Send them my way.
Okay. So overall, did you enjoy your time at high school?
Selectively only this last year because we actually got to, you know, meet each other and like spend time together. So specifically this month. Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, like, I actually did enjoy it. As much as I complained and like was like, oh, high school sucks, I hate the school, I actually did really enjoy high school. Again, like, my social life was good. I think that's like what really matters, to be honest. Academics, like, you can make it up. You got time to make it up in college. I don't know. I think, again, like, I surrounded myself with the right people and like everything was just really well. I'm always like, oh, I hate the school, but I think like I couldn't imagine myself at a different school, and I think like it'd be so different and weird. So yeah, overall, I did actually enjoy my high school experience. It's not as bad as it may seem. It's, yeah, it was good.
There were some aspects I didn't like about high school. You know, there were some times where, like, I wish I wasn't so stressed. Like, my mental health was down, like, really low because of high school and stuff. So, like, yeah, there were some things I didn't like. At the same time, I would take high school again, you know? Because, like, there were, like, some really memorable people that I've met that, like, I don't regret meeting, you know? And I'm super thankful for them because I've made so many fun experiences with them. And, like, I wouldn't take it back. I found Voice to Culture, like, from high school as well. Like, without going to high school, I wouldn't have met you guys. Personally, I enjoyed my time sometimes.
Yeah, I think for me, it was pretty similar. High school had a lot of highs and lows. And ultimately, we finished it. So, like, did I enjoy high school? Yeah, it was enjoyable. But, like, obviously, there were a lot of hardships that I had to overcome. But it's over now. So I can look back and then just be like, I did that. So, yeah, it was a pretty okay experience.
Yeah, I mean, again, there were some real low lows. But now that we're done, I'm just going to black out all the bad memories and just keep the good ones. And ta-da, high school's great. All right, that wraps up our first season of Voice of Culture. And that is the last episode of our first season. We'll see you in the next season.
I'm Michelle. Bye, guys.
And for the last time, I'm your podcast host, Helen. Bye, guys.
Hi, my name is Emila. And for the last time this season, bye for now.
For the last time, I'm Carolyn. Bye, guys.
So it's just you and me, but I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to us for this past year. Whether you found us through mutual friends or you found us online, we're so thankful to have you guys listen to us, and we'll be sure to come back soon for season 2. My name is Kelly Hong, and you're listening to Voice to Culture, a podcast for the modern day community. Bye!